The following program is produced by the Tech Talk Radio Network.
My problem is I've got my pointer in the middle of the screen, and I need to move it to the left, but my mouse is over on the left-hand side of the pad. And if I go any further to the left, it's going to go off the pad. Anyway, if you could give me a call, I'd appreciate it. I'll wait until I hear from you.
This is Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. We are the show that talks about technology. And we throw in computers, and we throw in the internet there as well. Justin is out today, so we're just going to kind of keep you updated on what's going on in the world of tech. We've got some great stories for you, too. Plus, a really good interview coming up a little bit later on. We're going to be talking with Gator Magdanarov, coming back to the show, talking about the brand new version of the new Acronis, which is going to be coming out next week, Acronis 2019. Now, if you have never used Acronis, it is a backup solution, drive clone solution, basically keeping your data safe. So we'll talk to Gator about some of the cool things that are a part of the new Acronis coming out. Now, we talk about backup, and a lot of people just say, you know, I need to back up my data. I don't know how to do it. And they get kind of lost in the process. And, you know, especially when it comes with smartphones and tablets now, people say, I don't know how to back it up. Those that use the cloud, you know, they feel confident because their data is there, but having, a backup on hand sometimes can be a little challenging. There's a couple of products out, and I want to mention them. We were going to show them last week on the Fox 11 segment that I do, and it is from a company called SanDisk, which you've probably heard. It's called iXpand, and what it is, it's iXpand, and it's so easy to use. Now, it either comes with a USB-C connector or a lightning bolt connector. So if you're running an Android device with USB-C, you would use that. If you're running an Apple device, an iOS device, as we call it, you would use that. And it's handheld. I mean, it's small. You can put it on a key ring, you can carry it in your laptop bag. And what you do basically is you just plug it in to the lightning port or the USB-C port. And there is a program, it's a free program you download from the store, whether it be the Apple Store or your Google Play Store. And then you decide which files to move to that device. Now, the nice thing about it, and I know with your devices, you can connect them to your PC or Mac, and you could transfer files that way. But a lot of people, again, the process can be a little daunting. Now, as we mentioned last week, we were talking about backing up. I said, ask your carrier. So if you've got a phone and you've got it with AT&T, you've got it with Verizon or Sprint or any of the carriers, just ask them. You know, when you go and you say, listen, I need to know how to do this. Now, some carriers are better than others in their stores, but they should be able to talk you through the process. However, if you want to make it easy and you want to be able to carry this with you, this is what's nice about it. It has different size configurations, 8, 16, 32, 64. And what you can do is then you plug it into the phone, runs the program, you decide which files to move to the device, and it will copy those off to the device. Now, if you want to go in there and physically delete those files afterwards, I always say do not do it till you're sure they're on that drive. Now, the nice thing about it, though, is you unplug this device, you then disconnect it. You can take it over to your PC, plug it in into a, available USB port, because it has a side that has a USB on it, and then transfer your files to your computer. And again, it's the same process, really, of just hooking it up, but then you have your data with you that you can carry. Now, I always recommend making two backups. Keep one on your iXpand drive. It's like a thumb drive. And then, of course, move one to the PC. So in case anything ever happens, you lose your phone or something happens to it and it's damaged to the point where you can't retrieve files, rather than have to go through a process that could be kind of pricey, this is a good way to do it. The other thing to remember is, if anything ever happens to your phone and you have to take it into your carrier, the thing to remember is your carrier will not back up your data. Now, some Geek Squad people over at Best Buy, they'll be able to do some stuff like that for you, but generally they don't do that. If you take your phone and because it's no longer working, you're not going to get your data back. So have control of your data. make your backups and do your backups often. So I think it would be a great time for us to talk with Gaydar Magdanarov again with Acronis. Now that company is Acronis. They've been on the show before, and again, they make some great products. And a brand new product launching next week, Acronis True Image 2019. Gaydar, great to have you on the show.
Sure, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us, number one, a little bit about, for those that are not familiar with Acronis, what is it that the company provides for the end users?
So Acronis is the company that is specialized in data protection and backup and data security. So what we do is we protect all of your data on your computers, mobile devices, and even in social media with our products.
And when you talk about making it easy, because a lot of people, let's face it, we've talked to a lot of listeners that have said, you know, I want to do a backup, but I don't know how to. And then they have so many different devices in their home, whether it be a tablet, a smartphone, a PC, a Mac. Acronis can actually address each one of those devices.
Yeah, we actually live in exciting times. So people believe that now with abundance of online services, they don't really need backup anymore. But actually, they need backup more than ever, because you have your data scattered everywhere. You have multiple cloud services, you have multiple locations, multiple devices. So it's just everywhere. And now you need backup just to make sure that everything that ever was stored in your computer is in one location where you can find it in the future, and then you can recover if you lose some data. So what we do is we offer Acronis True Image. That is a solution for Windows, for Mac, for mobile devices, and for some social media services like Facebook and Instagram. So you can back up everything into one location, and then you can search through that backup and you can find the data that you need.
Now, your software also is a great solution for those that have had a hard drive in their computer for a long time, and they notice it's starting to make a little noise, or you know, maybe it just seems to sometimes just suddenly jump out of Windows. They would install your product and could get an external drive or even a backup drive or even burn some of that data to a DVD in case they ever have to restore, and they could restore it with a DVD system, correct?
Yes, they definitely can do that. Even more, they can actually do a cloning, and we have a capability called active cloning, when you can have your drive, your new drive, plug into your computer, then it can create an exact replica of your existing drive with the current state, with everything that is on it, to the new drive, and then you can just swap the drive and you'll have a new drive in your computer. And a lot of people do that to change HDD to SSD, faster flash memory drive, or migrate from one computer to another computer. And another capability that we have that a lot of people really love is universal restore. So you can back up your Windows machine to an external drive or network share or to the cloud, and then you can recover to another Windows machine, and we can inject all the drivers, so it will boot and will work. It will be working just right out of the box.
Now, does Acronis offer a solution for people who do want to do, you know, a backup of a hard drive and back it up incrementally to the cloud? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can back up to multiple locations, and you can set up whatever configuration you want. It could be an incremental backup. It could be full backup. You can back up files and folders only. Specific folders. You can do sync between different computers. So we have multiple options for what you can do. But what most people prefer is to have at least two copies of all of their data. And they usually do one full backup, and then all other backups are incremental. So they can really be very fast, and you don't have to spend a lot of storage space to keep multiple copies of your data. And what we see now, more and more customers, they prefer to have one local copy on an external drive or a NAS device in the network, and another copy in the cloud or on a network share on a computer that is in another location. So they have an offsite copy. So whatever happens, they can always recover.
I've always recommended to users that are going to have a new installation. They install, say they're running Windows, they run Windows 10, and then they want to install, maybe they have an Adobe platform or they have a special software that they run, a database program. Once they install all of that, then to make an image. So that way, in case anything ever happens, they can always go back to that original install without having to go through everything, find the disks, the whole bit. This will give them the ability with an image to bring that all back to a hard drive if that hard drive fails.
Yes, and I can tell you a real story of a real customer.
Yeah.
One of our customers is a pilot, and he just recently got his private pilot license. And what he's doing before flying somewhere, he is training with a simulator. He has a workstation with all the modern simulator software, with all great imagery, so he can actually experience almost the complete flight, so he can see all the references on the ground and everything. So for him to set up the simulator and all the add-ons that he uses takes maybe 8 hours of his time.
Wow.
That's what he told me. And he told me that one day his computer died. So he was thinking, oh my God, it will take another day for me to reinstall everything, reconfigure all the parameters, everything is gone. But he had a Chronister image installed on his computer, and he had an external drive connected to that computer, and the backup was just happening incrementally every day. Mm-hmm. And he was actually surprised that he doesn't have to do anything. He just recover the complete image, the most recent version that he had on that external drive. He got everything back with all the recent settings, no reinstallation. It took him 15 minutes to get it back. He was so happy. He actually called us multiple times in the office, and he was able to reach me and told me that, wow, I love your product.
Yeah, that is perfect. And that does everything. Even, you know, hardware settings for printers, scanners, any kind of maybe third-party peripheral that's connected to the computer, webcam, the whole thing, it will back up all of those settings. So again, those don't have to be reinstalled.
Yes, you have everything in your image. And you can store it on your local drive, external drive, NAS device, network share, in the cloud. So there are multitude of locations where you can store your data. And you can always have a copy that is reliable and you can use to recover.
Now, last time we talked, Gaydar, we talked a little bit about blockchain technology. Is that still a part of the Acronis backup solutions?
Yes, it is. And it's now really an important part of it, because now we were thinking about the way people protect their data in the digital world. And now they need way more than just data protection and backup. So when people think about data protection, they think that we have a copy, and that copy is always available. We can always recover from that copy. That's all people usually think when they think of, that's all that they consider when they think about data protection. But now, in our digital world, where almost every document is now digital, there's no paper copy of it, people also need ability to verify that this is the original document that they had, because there are so many different threats to your data. The new types of ransomware that instead of encrypting your files, actually they're modifying your files in a way that it may still look like it's a original document, but it's not an original document. So you have to have a way to verify and certify that this is an original document. And that's why we have the blockchain-based Acronis Notary technology that allows you to verify the originals of your files built in our products. But even more, now people care about things like privacy.
Right.
So people want to know who can access their data, how they can access the data. That's why we have encryption in transit, during the data is in storage, everything's encrypted. Only you have the password that allows to decrypt the data, and nobody can access your data. Even Acronis is not using your data in any way. We don't have the access to the data.
Right.
And the other thing that is important also is security from a perspective of protecting your data, your original data, and your copy of your data, even your backup applications against modern threats of ransomware. So, for example, our security team, they find out that there are some strains of ransomware that would attack your backup application. And if you have a backup application, they would try to attack it in a way that they can encrypt the data or just block the application and encrypt your backups. That's why we have a technology as part of our solution that's called Acronis Active Protection that protects the backup application itself. It protects all the backups, local and cloud, and protects your local data. And if we discover that there is a ransomware trying to modify your files, we would block that attack and recover the files automatically.
Amazing.
And now all of those capabilities, they are converged together in one product. So we call it not data protection anymore. We call it actually cyber protection. It's data protection plus cybersecurity converged into one technology, cyber protection.
With the new Acronis True Image 2019, which is scheduled for release next week, I know that there are some, new features with this newest edition of True Image. Always exciting to launch a new product, which I know has gone through some extensive beta testing as well. But with some of these new features, can you tell us one of these is backup cleanup? I'd like to know maybe a little more about what this does.
Yes. So if you have a lot of backups on an external drive and you're running out of storage, you can decide how many old copies you want to keep. Because sometimes people really want to have all versions of all their files dating back years and years back, but sometimes you don't really need it. So right. You can decide what you want to keep, and then we can automatically free up space in your backups.
Nice.
If you don't want to keep like older versions of your file.
Always nice to even not only make sure you have the backups, but not have them take up a ton of storage space as well. So great idea on that one. True Image 2019, which is coming out next week. What are some of the other things we are going to see separate from previous versions of True Image?
Yeah, I would talk about a few very exciting features that I personally love. One thing that users will notice is that we have a feature called Acronis Survival Keep. You can take an external drive and use it as backup destination, but that drive is also will be a bootable drive, so you can recover from that drive.
Oh,
so
wow.
No need to create a separate bootable media and separate backup drive or something. So it's just a few clicks and you have it ready, and you can use it anytime you want.
And that's a very exciting feature.
The
software will actually help the end user create that as a bootable drive, because in the past, it was kind of left up to the end user to figure out how to create that bootable disk.
Yeah. You just attach an external USB drive, select the option for Acronis Survival Kit, and that's it. And you'll have this survival kit. So in case anything happens, or in case you even want to migrate your system to another computer, you just plug it in, boot from it, and here you go.
Oh, amazing. That's great.
Another thing we've done, one of the popular features in our product was disk cloning. Last year, we implemented active disk cloning, so you can clone the drive from your computer while computer is running. It only was available for Windows users.
Right.
Now it's available for Mac users.
Ah,
that
great.
Was number one request from them, so we make it happen, and it works for Mac users as well. And while I'm talking about Mac users, actually, another thing that we've done, we significantly improved Parallels desktop backup, and our solution is probably the only solution that can do fast and consistent backup of Parallels desktop virtual machines. So if you're running Windows on your Mac using Parallels,
right.
Acronis is the obvious choice to use it. As for the Windows users, I think another exciting capability is improved bootable media. So if you have a bootable media, it used to be a bit complicated to create it. Now it's just a few clicks, and that media allow you to configure network settings, including Wi-Fi or Ethernet network. So let's say you have all your backups stored somewhere on a network share or on a NAS device.
Right.
And then your computer drive is dead. Then you can just plug in your bootable media. You can configure your network, including Wi-Fi network if you need to do that. And you can recover over the network. You don't have to copy your data to an external drive and attach it to your computer. You can do it over the network.
This is a tremendous tool for anybody to have, not just computer professionals, which a lot of them you will see will always have Acronis, but also for the end user that maybe they don't have to be too tech savvy. You have a wizard-driven program which kind of helps them along, even if they've never done anything like this before. It will help them get through all the steps to make it happen.
Yes, and we see users from different backgrounds, different level of IT skills. We have students using the software as well as people in their 90s. I actually personally met quite a few users who were using True Image for 15 years, so probably from the very beginning of Acronis as a company. Because this year we're celebrating 15 years anniversary, and we received a lot of very kind words from our customers, some of them telling us about how it was incredible to use Acronis back then, because 15 years ago, Acronis was the only consumer backup that would allow you to back up everything without any kind of reboot and recover everything. It was easy. So people were really, really amazed and surprised by that. And still, it's still the way people use the software, create a complete replica so they don't have to think about what to backup, where to backup. They just select the backup, the destination, and it happens automatically. And if something happens, people can recover. And something happens all the time. Everybody lost files.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm concerned because next week, not only do you have Acronis True Image 2019 going to be available, but you also have this new Samsung Galaxy Note 9, which they're touting as a 512 gigabyte model. And I mean, that's great to be able to have that type of storage, but also you can add a micro SD card to the configuration, which essentially then gives you a terabyte of storage. And we see people holding on to all of this data, never making a backup. And all they have to do is just either lose it, drop it, and that's gone. Now, with the software from the company, that gives people the ability to back up. Now, is there a path for somebody who wants to back up their smartphones? Is that something that they can do with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a mobile application available for Android and iOS. So you can install it in your phone, and then you can back up your data, meaning pictures, contacts, videos, notes, calendars. You can back it up to Acronis Cloud, or if you're not using the cloud subscription, you're just using our product locally, you can back it up over the Wi-Fi network to your local computer or to a NAS device. So with our product, what you can do, you can create your own personal cloud on a simple NAS device. Let's say you have a Synology NAS. You install a little application that NAS from the marketplace, Synology marketplace.
Right.
Then you pair your phone with that NAS device. And every time you're in the same Wi-Fi network, you'll back up all your data to that NAS device automatically.
Oh, that's great.
And you can have every phone in your household. And we have no limitations. It can be as many phones or tablets as you want that you can back up to that NAS device. Or nice. Just to a local computer if you don't have a NAS. So whole family can be backing up automatically to your own personal cloud.
Well, speaking of that, you know, we have people who run offices out of their home. Then they have maybe a personal computer in the home. Is there a 3-user or 5-user version so they can have the actual 2019 product on each one of those computers?
Yes. We have 3 major options. 1, 3, and 5-user license. That's an option for number of users. And then we have options for type of the license. If you want to back up everything locally over the network or to a NAS device without using cloud, then you can buy one-time purchase. It starts at $50, actually $49.99 for one computer. And you can get that license and you're all set. You have one computer protected, and then you have as many mobile devices protected as you want.
Fantastic.
But then if you want to add cloud, you can switch to a subscription model where you will have also cloud storage. And for subscription, we have one computer starting at $49.99 per year. It comes with 250 gigabytes of cloud, which is enough for most of our users.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Where can our listeners find the new version of the software? Can they go online to find out more about it? But again, you know, I recommend everybody just go get this. It's going to be one of those tools that you will always need, whether it be Mac or PC, to have this and install it and run it so that way you always have a backup of your data. But where can they find it?
So they can go to our website, acronis.com. And even now, until we release the 2019 version, what they can do, they can purchase a subscription and then they will get updates automatically. So if you have a subscription, all the updates, all the new versions, as long as you have that subscription active, they're coming to you automatically. You don't have to do anything about it. So once in a while, you'll see a message that there's a new version available. You just click OK and you get that new version.
Very good. Once again, Acronis.com. I want our listeners to check that out. Gator, it's always great to talk to you. And we look forward to more. I mean, obviously, we'll probably see a 2020. That's pretty neat. Oh, also, yeah, I want to mention, I understand the company is doing some things in Arizona as well.
Yes, actually, one of our major offices in the U.S. is in Scottsdale. We have a large team of people there, and actually we're hiring more people, especially engineers.
Great.
So we're expanding our presence in warm and nice Arizona.
Warm, that's the word. Well, Gator, once again, thank you so much for coming on Tech Talk Radio, and we want our listeners to check it out and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Andy.
And once again, if you want more information about Acronis, be sure to check out acronis.com. You're going to find all of it there. You know, when it comes to backup and storage, this week it was announced that some new pricing structures for Google Drive, or Google One as they're calling it. Now, previously, you could get a $10 monthly fee for a terabyte of storage in Google Drive. Now, with Google One, it's kind of nice. You get a 100-gigabyte plan for $1.99 per month, 200 gigabytes for $2.99 a month, and there is a $9.99 plan, and that includes 2 terabytes of storage. You used to only get 1 terabyte of storage, and if you're backing up to Dropbox, Google One might be another option for you. We'll be back with more of Tech Talk Radio coming up.
Now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. Justin is out today. You can find us on the web at techtalkradio.com. That is our website address. And we've got some really cool changes in store for the website. We just started on these this past week, so keep an eye on the website in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully a little more interactive for you as well. Also, our Facebook page, facebook.com/techtalkers. That's where you can find us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Tech Talk Radio. Now, we have a blog on our website, but we, you know, once in a while, Slick will post something on there. Thank you very much, Slick, as well as on our Facebook page. But again, hopefully we'll become a little more active with you with that as well. Now, if you ever miss our shows, feel free to go to iTunes, Google Music, Spreaker, TuneIn. With iTunes, Google Music, and Spreaker, you can sign up and subscribe. So every time we get a new show that we post, it will automatically be downloaded for you to listen at any time you want. You can also go to our website and download the show and listen just about any time. You'll find those links on the left side of our website. And of course, we have a YouTube page as well with some of our TV segments from KMSB Fox 11. You'll find them on there. So again, be sure to keep in touch with us. All right, if you are thinking about getting a new job, there's some good warnings that came out this week. And it's stuff that, I've been telling my daughters who, go out and trying to find a job. I've been telling them, listen, you got to be really selective about what you put on social media. And, when you're young, you're out, you're partying, you're having a good time. But you still got to be really careful about what you're putting out on social media, because we're finding out a recent story is saying for people that want to enter the workforce, that resumes are pretty much going by the wayside. Now, it's one of those things a lot of employers will say to you, well, let me see your resume. And, part of that is to see, are you serious? Do you have a resume? Do you have something? Now, companies and recruiters, though, are kind of putting less importance on the document. And what they're doing, and you may be asked this when you go for an interview, depending on the type of job that you're applying for, they're actually checking out your online platforms to find out a little more about you. Now, that can be everything from Facebook to Instagram to your Twitter accounts. It may be a little harder for them to do Snapchat, because you can be very selective of who sees your stuff. And if your stuff isn't public, that could actually affect you maybe getting a job, because you're not going to be able to see anything. So I don't know if they're going to feel, well, wait a minute, there's a double-edged sword. They could come in and find some questionable material on your Facebook page or comments that you've made. Then again, they can't see anything. They'll think, well, you're not going to be able to promote anything that you do for the company. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But however, experts are encouraging applicants to clean up their social media profiles. And because if a recruiter can access it, they will. And they're not necessarily going to tell you that that's what they're doing. Now, platforms like LinkedIn are a great way for the professional side of you. However, just remember, they may look at that and they may say, okay, well, let's see a little bit about this person and who he's worked. They're going to find coworkers. And then from there, they're going to say, well, let's see links to their social media accounts. So again, just remember, you might want to make sure that you have, you got to have a resume, but have your social media pages cleaned up. If there's stuff on there that you would think you as a boss would not hire that person because they have this stuff on there, then you certainly might want to think twice about that. And if you are at work and you like to use you know, social media platforms, as well as entertainment platforms. Here's something to think about. A new survey from WebPro News says that 64% of people watch online video while at work. And that could be anything from YouTube videos to videos now on Facebook. I think Justin has admitted in the past to watching Twitch and Facebook gaming, just having it on in the background. So it's just like somebody is there. But they're saying that that number has grown quite a bit with the advent of course, faster internet, unlimited plans, etc. And it also extends to people watching Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix at work, catching up on some of the shows, which your boss probably is going to frown on. Now, they say if you are part of that 64%, it's more likely that you're a man, according to some of the figures, and you're most likely watching news clips. 37% of workers don't care if they're caught watching online videos. They might have, like I said, they have it in their office, at their desk, but 63% will actually go out of their way to hide what they're doing. And here, if you're looking for a way to hide what you're doing, you're watching online video at work, the two most common sneaky tactics. Number one, hiding their mobile device under their desk. And it was great when years ago, your keyboard would fit under a little keyboard slot under the desk, because that has been the number one place that a lot of people hide their smartphones. Well, they'll actually hide it in that little keyboard area there and once in a while take a peek. The other things they'll do is excuse themselves and head off to the restroom to do their web surfing there. But, you know, when you're gone for a half an hour because you're watching a half an hour segment of Seinfeld, because you need to be picked up through the day, they may begin to question, you know, where are you? That could certainly happen. But again, that is something that people are doing on the internet while they're at work. Now, another thing that people are doing at work is playing games. That's not that great. It's a story about a library director in Utah that was busted earlier this year. And, you know, Justin and I have talked about this. Games add up. If you are playing a game, well, take it, for example, when I was playing Clash of Clans, love the game, a lot of fun. It was very easy to say, well, you know what? I want to beat this person, or I want to have the new. So you spend $10, you spend $20. Next thing you know, you've spent $90. Trust me, it can add up pretty quick. And I think Justin revealed once that when playing Clash of Clans, and he's no longer playing that game, but he ended up dropping almost $500 to $600 on a game, just for the add-ons for that game. Well, a library director in Utah was busted for embezzling $89,000. 89 grand worth of library funds to buy stuff on the mobile game Game of War Fire Age. The thing is, they find out eventually. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, and he has to pay back that $89,000. That's going to be painful, and it's going to be on his record. So getting a job is going to be a little difficult. And, you know, while we're in Utah, we got to tell you the story. And I thought, you know, this is a great warning for a lot of your parents out there that have little kids, that, you know, if you let them use your computer, one of the things you really got to be careful for is some of your shopping. If you do online shopping through Amazon, Walmart.com, or any of those, you really, but got to be careful, what you're letting the kids do on the computer. And, you know, the story, when we first heard the story, it was about this six-year-old girl in Utah that used her mom's Amazon account to order over $300 in toys. Now, while it sounds, I mean, it just sounds bad. It sounds like this six-year-old climbed on mom's desktop computer and just started ordering toys. But that's not the whole story. Now, this young girl, the six-year-old girl, his name's Caitlin. Now, her mom, this is what the mom did. The mom said, you know, it's your birthday. I want you to go online and buy yourself a Barbie. So, you know, you're telling it. It's like telling me I can have one piece of candy and there's 20 in front of me. Trust me, there's going to be a lot more than one. God. Well, that's kind of what happened with Caitlin. Caitlin, the little six-year-old, is on Amazon.com. She sees all this awesome looking toys on there. She goes on a spending spree. She spent $300 in these toys. She did get her Barbie. Caitlin asked her mom if she could get on Amazon to check to see when the gift would arrive. But that's what she thought she was doing. And that's when she ordered the rest of the toys. She realized, wait a minute, I'm going to get these toys. I'm going to go ahead and order them. So it turns out that the parents, of course, found out. And they decided to kind of make this a good example. Now, Caitlin is being punished, obviously, because she knew. She was told you can get a Barbie doll, but she kind of went a little beyond that. So what they're going to do is rather than them returning the toys, they're also going to teach Caitlin another lesson, which I kind of like this. I thought this was cool, an expensive lesson at that for the parents. But they're going to take the toys that Caitlin wanted, and they're going to deliver them to a children's hospital. Now, they are going to let Caitlin keep the Barbie doll. That is one thing, but they are going to take them to a children's hospital and donate them. So I thought that was pretty nice. But we really got to be careful when we have our computers open, we have passwords, we're not maybe using two-factor authentication. If you aren't using that, you definitely want to use that. And you know what that means? It's a little extra step, but it also means your privacy. Nobody using your devices, your social media accounts, your shopping accounts without you actually being in control. And if you've never set up two-factor authentication, yes, it can be kind of a mess, but you go on, you know, you set up your password, et cetera, and then you set up two-factor. And two-factor, what you can do is you go ahead and anytime you sign on to that computer, it will send a code to your smartphone that you will have to enter. That will protect somebody from hacking your account and then being able to get online because it'll go to your phone. Now, obviously, they can hack phones too. It's not, I'd like to say it's 100% foolproof, but it really isn't. However, this gives you that extra layer of protection. This also, if you have kids in the house that like to go shopping, this also could prevent what happened with Caitlin and her family. But again, I think they're doing the right thing. So that's kind of a nice thing. When it comes to gaming, there is something we definitely want to mention. There is a brand new game that's going to be coming out in October. This is one of those games that people have been waiting for over a year. We've talked about games on this show, Sea of Thieves. We've talked about, you know, PlayerUnknown Battleground, Fortnite, of course, and there's other games, Super Smash Brothers coming out for the Switch soon, but this is the one that everybody is waiting for. Now, there was a guy that got in trouble on LinkedIn. You know, we're talking about company profiles earlier because it commented that there was going to be a PC version because he was developing the PC version of the game, Red Dead Redemption 2, and it is a very stylized Western-themed action-adventure that takes place in the Old West. The graphics are absolutely amazing. If you go onto YouTube, go online, take a look. Even if you don't play games, take a look on YouTube for Red Dead Redemption 2, the trailer, because you'll be blown away at what they're doing with graphics. I mean, I don't know, maybe the last game you ever played was Pac-Man. If you look at what they're doing with games now, the AI is just amazing. Rockstar Games going to be putting that out. So far, they're telling us PlayStation 4, Xbox One. I am sure there will be a PC version. October 26th, that is the big day. There will be people waiting in line because they've been waiting for this game for a long, long time. Again, this one does look pretty good. Also, coming up here, we're going to be talking a little bit about a brand new smartwatch that is going to be available to you. That's going to be coming from Google. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about a warning that came out this week about your fax machines. Do you still have a fax machine in your home? Is it connected to the network in your home? Something that you want to definitely be concerned with. And a program from Apple, which could definitely benefit you. I'll tell you all about that coming up. This is Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. We'll be back in a moment.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. So a couple of things that we definitely want to mention for you this week. Apple has been kind of rebranding its recycling program. And they've called it the Apple Give Back program. Now what happens is customers buying new devices on Apple's website can use a trade-in to instantly offset the cost, which is great because, you know, in the past you bought a smartphone from a, you know, from a carrier, you had to pay off a certain, like, I want to get the new, I would love to get, honestly, the Samsung Galaxy Note that is going to be coming out, the Note 9, and next week. I really do. I look at that. The reviews of the Samsung Galaxy Note have been tremendous. I mean, really good. But I can't upgrade because I'm on the Verizon program, which Verizon's a great carrier, good service. However, I still have about another, I think it said I'd have to pay another $400 before I could upgrade. And then I would be, what, be switching to a new phone? So, you know, if I would have waited, I could have gotten and maybe switched over to Android. So I'm going to have to find a way that maybe I can do that. But now Apple does have a program. However, using the Apple Give Back program, yeah, I will not be able to get an Android device. I'll have to stick with Apple. But previously using the device, it meant shipping off your device and then waiting for an Apple gift card or debit card with the value that you were allotted for that device. To receive a credit that could be applied against a new purchase meant visiting an Apple store. So now with the iPhone event coming next month, and in case you don't know, there are some rumors. There could be some brand new iPhones that will be announced next month. One of the rumors is saying it's going to have a 6.1 inch screen, which is great. Again, these will be new devices running, I'm sure, that the new iOS 12. But this will give users with the give back interface the ability to make upgrading devices pretty easy for you. So if you are thinking about that, maybe you don't want to go with a Samsung Galaxy Note, but you do need to upgrade, hang on, because next month is when that announcement is going to happen. And then you can think about maybe upgrading. All right. So if you have a fax machine, and you know, a lot of people, we don't use faxes anymore. The best way to communicate is a PDF via email. There are fax machines which are still sold in my office stores. I have a fax machine. I've got the Epson Workmate, and I like it, or Workforce. I like it, but I never use the fax feature on it. But a lot of the fax machines in the last few years had the ability to connect to a network. So you would have a network interface, and you'd have, you know, the phone line for the faxing, et cetera. They're actually giving you warnings now that, and it's something we wouldn't think about, fax machines could allow potentially hackers to actually get in and steal some of the sensitive files through the company's network just by calling the fax number, believe it or not. There's a company out there called Checkpoint Software. They showed how they sent an image file masking code into the fax's memory. Now think about that. They send a fax that has code that gets entered into the memory of the fax machine. The previous fax machine I had did that, where it would take that fax and put it into memory. Well, if it's got code in there and it reads that code, that would then and could give those that want to infiltrate your network the ability to, because they know where the machine is connected. So what some of the experts are actually suggesting, and this is if you have a fax machine in your home office or even at work, and your IT guy should probably know something about this, but experts are suggesting putting sensitive files on a subnetwork separate from the network to which the machines are connected. And I've worked with a few companies. One of the companies I'm working with now does that. The fax machines, printers, all of that on a subnetwork. So that way they can't be accessed. But it is something to think about in case you do have a fax machine. That is something you may hear about. Now, Google has got something coming in the world of a smartwatch, wearables, as we call it, called the Google Coach, which is a health-centric wearable. They're developing this so that it'll track your heart rate and your movement, but also track your location, suggesting meals and the best time to eat. You know, we're kind of letting technology do it all for us. They're saying other functionality on this could include tracking your health, your mood, your sleep patterns, which is really, you know, it's amazing. We don't think about that, but it's amazing when technology can tell us, you know what, you're only sleeping 5 hours a night. You might want to extend that 2 hours. You might feel a little better. There is a difference between Google Coach's wearable and the upcoming Pixel 3, which should be coming out later on this fall, and the Pixel 3 XL. This is something that's going to be coming from Google. Now, there are so many different products on the market now for tracking. You've got, of course, Apple. You've got Samsung. You've got Even, you know, even companies like Rockwell, they're putting out smartwatches. TicWatch, which Justin has, that is an inexpensive watch. Fitbits, Garmin. I mean, they're all coming out with devices. So it makes sense that Google Coach would have this capability. And again, look for that to be announced officially at some point soon. Now, do you use your phone a lot? And you look at your phone in dark rooms? A lot of people will take a look at their smartphones before they go to bed. Sometimes, like me, I'll play Words with Friends before I fall asleep, or maybe read email, check out social media. Well, researchers have found that that little blue light can trigger toxic reactions in the retina. Things to think about. The reaction generates chemical reactions that can kill photoreceptors, which cannot be restored once they die off. It's kind of scary. The author of this study said, it's no secret that blue light harms our visions by damaging our eyes' retina. And we've always kind of, you know, how many times have, when you're growing up, maybe your parents said to you, hey, don't sit so close to the TV, or don't sit in a room with the lights off and watch TV. But yet we'll go to a movie theater and do that. Our experiments, they say, explain how this happens, and they hope to lead to therapies that slow macular degeneration, such as a new kind of eye drop, which could help. And years ago, it got to a point where people were using their computer screens so much, the flicker was affecting their eyes. And they actually, Visine is one of the companies, they came out with eye drops, and they're still out there on the market. So if you do look at a computer a lot, whether you're a day trader living at La Posada, or you know, you're at work and you're constantly looking at spreadsheets, the whole bit, there are eye drops for you that can help keep your eyes lubricated, the whole bit. It was funny because I was playing a game about 2 weeks ago on my on the Xbox, and I generally don't fire that thing up, and I found out that my Xbox One, finally finding this out, can play some of the backwards compatible Xbox 360 games, some of them. I was like shocked. So I've been playing this game called Zaxxon, and in the game, you kind of move back and forth, and you zap these little characters and destroy chains, and your job is to get all of them. And a session can last anywhere from 7 minutes to about 12 minutes. So I'm playing this game, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, I don't understand, because I'm playing this game for a little while, and after a while, my eyes began to hurt. But I didn't realize, because I was so intent on paying attention to this game, that I wasn't blinking. I wasn't watering my eyes. So again, when you're at work and you're in a situation where you're looking at the computer screen, you've got that blue light now flickering at you. You know, they've changed the refresh rate on a lot of these screens, so to make it a little easier on your eyes. That is something you might want to be looking into, is eye drops, or talk with your ophthalmologist about, you know, what could be done there. Great team up with Party City and Amazon. They're going to be teaming up. This was in the news this week, and selling Halloween costumes on Amazon. Now, a lot of us know that, you know, comes time for that. You go to Party City or Spirit, the stores that get set up around the area. Now, they're saying that if this is a successful partnership, it'll sell Christmas and New Year's decorations on the platform as well. Now, partnering with Amazon seemed to be a pretty good trend. In May, Sears announced its collaboration with a website to sell tires. Kohl's is doing a partnership with a company to help expedite returns as well. So again, that's kind of a neat collaboration. Now, something I saw this week that I thought was pretty neat is, while Toys R Us is gone, we were kind of hoping maybe we'd see Amazon maybe delving a little more into that, but they've got so many different products. We do see that JCPenney has announced, JCPenney is the one that always had the cool toy catalog, that what they're going to be doing is picking up the slack for the departure of Babies R Us. So you'll be able to go on to JCPenney, or go into JCPenney, not go on to their website, actually go in to about 500 stores across the country and be able to buy items that are needed for babies. So again, with those people that have been a little like, oh great, what are we going to do now? Babies R Us is gone. I've got a shower to go to. My grandkids are having babies. You want to be able to buy something. This is going to be a good solution for you. So you might want to keep an eye on JCPenney for that. If you're a member of JPMorgan Chase, their ATMs no longer need a card for customers to take out cash. Now, this is something Wells Fargo has been doing for a little bit, which I thought was pretty cool. If you have a smartphone and you go to Wells Fargo and you forget your card, you can actually use your phone to send a code to your phone to be able to get the money out of your account. Now, instead of cards, what JPMorgan Chase is doing is customers will use a mobile wallet such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, and of course, with their smartphone. Now, when at the ATM, customers open the mobile wallet, tap their phone, enter the PIN to access their account, and make the transaction. It's as easy as that. Bank of America, also one of the companies that introduced similar capabilities back in 2016. So again, that is something to keep an eye open for that you're going to be seeing. The American Heart Association. So we're talking a lot about health today, which is good. See, Justin's a young kid, so we don't like talking about health. So I'll kind of go over it for you. The American Heart Association is saying that children between the ages of 8 and 18 are averaging about 7 hours a day of screen time. It's quite a bit. A doctor with the American Heart Association has said if kids are in front of a screen, they start snacking. Oh, wow. This is going in a totally different direction. Kids, what about us adults? I do the same thing. Said they aren't paying attention to clues to tell them when they're full. They said this a long time ago about television, and that's true. They are also bringing up the blue light from the screen is affecting their ability to go to sleep. Lack of sleep can also play a risk in childhood obesity. So what they're doing, and how do you tell a kid this that has schoolwork, that has Fortnite, that has social media connections to 2 hours or less of daily screen time? And I know some people are yelling at the screen right now, at the radio right now saying it's called parenting. But again, it's difficult in this day and age. I mean, let's face it, it is to because there is so many useful capabilities for using a computer or using a tablet or smartphone. So again, they're saying 2 hours or less, but it'll also cut down on childhood obesity. Again, maybe just awareness is probably the one thing for that. And when it comes to checking their phone, only 34% of people say they check their phone too much. According to a new survey, 50% of people say they look at it at the right amount. 8% says they don't think they're looking at it enough. All right, we'll be back with more of Tech Talk Radio. We've got a website of the week for you, and we'll wrap up our show. Don't forget to find us at techtalkradio.com. I'm Andy Taylor.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Talk Radio, whether you're listening to us on the podcast or, of course, the radio version of the show. We do appreciate that. All right, if you ever want to reach out to us, just hit up our website, techtalkradio.com. There's a contact page there where you can send us a note. You can also email directly andy@techtalkradio.com or justin@techtalkradio.com. You can email him and say how much you missed him today. You could do that. It'll make him feel good. Now, if you're feeling bad, I've got a website of the week for you. If you're feeling bad for those that have sad videos on YouTube. And what that is when somebody posts a video, they put all the work to make a video and it gets no views. I know it's happened. I've done it before. You go back to look, 5-6 hours later, nobody's watched it. But there's so many different places we put our videos now. There is that opportunity that nobody will look at it. So a website's been set up called randomlyinspired.com/no-views. And what you do is you go there, it'll show you videos that have had no views. You can watch them, they'll get a view. It's pretty funny because I pulled up the page and it says, your views have saved 31,515 lonely videos from obscurity. If you want to find out more about YouTube's history, there's a link there where you can actually take a look and see more. But again, all of that at randomlyinspired.com/no-views. Now, if you do like to view different parts of the map around the world, here's another website I want to share with you as a website of the week, MapCrunch. So you go to mapcrunch.com/gallery. And what it does is it shows you images from around the world taken with Google Maps. And again, there's some that maybe you've never seen before. And again, all of this available for you to look at, mapcrunch.com/gallery. Some cool stuff there to check out. So hopefully either one of those will be a lot of fun as you're on the web and looking for stuff. Now, if you have a question and you want to reach out to the show, please drop us a line. Let us know your question. We may just ask it on the show. Maybe it's something easy that we can come up with. We had a question the other day regarding a printer that suddenly was not working on the network. Well, Windows had done an update, and Windows at that point needed a new driver that was going to run the older platform, because at that point it had wiped out that driver. So again, little things like that could sometimes happen, and definitely want to be here to be able to answer your questions for you. Once again, on the web, techtalkradio.com. You could reach us through there, subscribe to this show. So next week when Justin's back, you'll be able to hear the show. It'll automatically be downloaded for you. Again, just by doing a subscription there. In the meantime, have yourselves an awesome week. Again, thank you for tuning in. Do appreciate that. I'm Andy Taylor. Take care.